Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off.
On today's show, we're talking about how to get your sex life on the right track, even if that means you got to put getting busy on the calendar. Yes, I'm talking about scheduling sex. Also, answering your emails on the other type of oral pleasure, sexual tension between best friends, partner shaming, and more. Thanks for listening. But first, okay, guys, I know that it seems like the world of sex toys can be pretty limited for you, but I want to introduce you to a product that might just open your mind to some new and amazing experiences, the Black Pearl from Vibratex. The Black Pearl is a vibrating prostate massager, and it's designed to let men and couples discover a completely new level of satisfaction. I know for a lot of you, anal play is not even on your sexual radar, but trust me, there are many more guys who have made prostate massage part of their playtime. And a lot of them will never look back. Not only does prostate stimulation add a whole new range of sensations during masturbation or intercourse, it can also give you stronger and more intense orgasms and helps you stay harder longer. That's part of what makes the Black Pearl for couples work so well. You get the benefit of amazing orgasms and your partner benefits from a harder erection. How good is that? Not to mention the excitement of adding a new toy to your routine. The Black Pearl has a slender shape, it's USB rechargeable, and it's made of 100% body-safe silicone. So if you're ready to explore new territory, it's time. Give the Black Pearl a try. I even made a video about it. To see it, go to vibratex.com and search for Black Pearl. You'll find my video and all the information you need. Also, check out my latest blog, Diving into Prostate Pleasure, to find out how the Black Pearl can make a pretty sexy toy for two. Thanks for listening.
Into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. It feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com. We can check out all of our podcasts. You should really subscribe to our podcasts because we do two a week. And then they just like show up in your inbox. How cool is that? And iTunes. So fun. Love that. And I'm here with Anderson.
What up?
What up, dude? How you doing?
My level's good. Oh, my level's good.
I think so.
Let me see. Am I loud enough? Yeah. All right, cool.
Yeah.
I'm good.
You're
I'm good.
Loud.
Sorry for the behind the scenes look at the show and
BTS?
How it all works.
People like BTS.
BTS? Is that what we have a word
hashtag?
For? Coming out of your mouth, I picture people being spanked with the BTS.
You know what's so weird, though? Like
BDSM.
Well, I always hear stuff. Like, my friend said something the other day. I was at a party, and she's like, yeah, it has little, what'd she say? Little, what would be the word?
Nipples?
No, she said something that was completely like, oh, and it has little critters on it. And I thought she said clit. I'm like, it's the mm-hmm. clit? Like, I always think people are saying something sexual,
right.
And they are not.
Because your mind is always in the
my
gutter.
My mind
it has to be
is in the gutter.
For
which
your
is
job.
Why I also didn't recognize what kind of car you had, which was disturbing.
Emily's been on this kick all night. Like, I can't believe that I don't know what kind of car you have.
Right.
And she's like, I think I do, though. I think it's white. My car's black.
Well, I showed up tonight at the studio and I was like, I wonder if Anderson's here yet. And I'm like, I don't know what kind of car he has. Yeah. And we've spent a lot of time talking at your car, hanging out outside.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry. It's a black car.
You got your bubble. You're kind of stuck
I'm in
your
a bubble, but when I see you, I'm so excited to see
focused.
You.
It makes you a focused person.
Dude, if I noticed everything around me, I would never get anything done.
I noticed everything around me and...
And yeah, you still get nothing done?
I guess you're right. I'm way behind on everything.
I know. See? That's the problem. So I was like, Anderson's here. I'm so excited. Don't know what kind of car he drives.
Yeah, so you didn't know I was here. And here I am.
Here you are. I love that you're here. And also, I would love to see you all March 10th, which is 2 days from now, Thursday, at the Hollywood Improv. I'm doing a great show. I did a podcast with the great Love Debates, Brian Howie, and people loved it. So we decided... You know what? Let's do a podcast together. And he does them all over the country. He does these shows where they're like the Great Love Debate and they talk about being single and why dating is hard and finding love can be challenging. So there's a lot of things standing in the way. Men and women, you know, from getting what they want in the dating world. And I guess these events become like raucous. Like the men are like upset about things and the women feel like the men, they want the men to try harder mm-hmm. and the men want the women to chill out. So we're going to have an audience and we're going to have the women start talking about sex because we go around and like ask people questions in the audience. The women are going to have to talk about the sex and the men about relationships. And we'd love to see you there. You get the tickets at HollywoodImprov.com, I think.
Uh-huh.
Something like that.
They'll have it on the calendar.
Yeah, the calendar.
What do the tickets cost?
I think they're $20. It's March 10th, 7:30. So it's called Love and Sex Live. And I want to see you there because it's going to be fun and it's going to be a great night. We always have fun at the Hollywood Improv.
There's always walk-ups too. I wonder what kind of walk-ups you're going to get for a show like that.
Yeah, you're right. They're like, oh, I'm in LA. Yeah. The Improv.
Hey, look at
and
that.
It's going to be great. But it's not going to be like...
Live sex.
No, I know. It's called live, love, live sex and what I call it. Yeah. Live. Yeah, I know.
No,
but there won't
be
live sex.
I guarantee you'll sell out.
Oh, good point.
If it said free
maybe
blowjob.
That was a smart name for it. It's like Love and Sex Live.
Yeah, yeah.
I will not be having sex live, I don't think.
No.
Maybe I meet someone.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently people meet other people and
yeah,
they date.
Yeah, I doubt you do it live there on the
you know
stage.
What? I've never had live sex in front of people. So
no.
At this point, 10 years in, I'm not going to do it. Right. So there's
that.
I did miss that boat, but I'm okay with it. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty happy with my choices.
You've seen people have sex live.
I have seen people have sex live. Swinger parties and stuff like that. You know?
You ever go to those creepy, they're like the theaters where they got like the porn on and then there's like a back row where there's a chick getting like a train run on her? You ever been to one of those?
Nope, I have not. Maybe in San Francisco, they used to have those like the old theaters.
You're asking me?
Like,
you grew up
no,
there.
No, I
spent
feel
a lot
like
of time
I
there.
Feel like I did maybe once go to one of those like this creepy old
That's
porn theaters.
That's the kind of life she lives. She thinks that maybe she was in a creepy
I think
old
my
theater
a while
where
ago.
A woman was getting a train run on her in the back and she thinks maybe she saw that.
Dude, I've been through a lot, okay?
I know.
I've weathered
what I'm saying,
a lot
man.
Of storms, a lot of sex. I don't know if I was there.
I think I've been to that jail. I can't remember.
Exactly. Never been to jail yet, proud to say.
Good for you.
So I've got some sex in the news for you.
Let's do it.
There is some disparity between the sexes in regard to oral sex. Go figure.
Mm.
A newly published study in the Canadian Journal of Human Sexuality finds that women are more than twice as likely to go down on their partners than men are, even though men report enjoying the act of giving oral sex more. The study surveyed undergrads and got stats on their sexual orientation, and they found that 26% of women had performed oral on their partners, while only 10% of the men have.
What?
Yeah.
Wait,
only 10% of the college dudes.
Super low numbers, right?
I know, but I feel like it's college dudes. They're just, I mean, I feel like that men at a young age just, it goes both ways. I think they don't really know what they're doing, or they're not interested in it, or they don't, I mean, they're probably interested, but they don't know how. And I think a lot of women at that age might be more, they've never had it either, so they might be a little more insecure about their bodies, not sure that the guy wants to do it. So, I mean.
I think you guys just like to please, too.
We are, we're pleasers. Women just give out blowjobs like they're giving out candy. They're like, oh, well, I don't want him to touch me, but I want to blow him.
Douchey dudes, like, especially if you finish the guy off, he's like, all right, what's on ESPN?
Yeah, exactly. And I think that women should protest and not give blowjobs till he goes down on you. And then we would have a change.
All right. But
speaking
as the man in the room here, Em, I can tell you from experience that once the act is finished, whether it be oral or an actual like traditional sex or even self-stimulation, the last thing you want to do is any kind of work, and
well,
that's work.
That's why he should start going down on her
you
first.
You can barely get up off the couch to throw away the napkin. It's a lot of work.
Three
you don't
words.
Want to do anything.
Three words.
Yeah.
She comes first.
Right. It's a good rule to live by.
It is a good rule to live by. So that doesn't surprise me. Women are pleasers, and it just makes me sad that a lot of women are just like, well, I gave him a blowjob, so hopefully he'll call. I didn't want him to touch me,
come
but
on,
no,
ladies,
that
come
is.
Come on.
Please, quid pro quo. Right. You are better than that. And that's what I want.
Let's not make this a whole movement, though. I mean, settle down.
I kind of want to make a movement. Like, I kind of want to go around college campuses and teach my oral sex course. Because it was really powerful. I feel like people learn a lot. There's a lot of confusion. We did a show about it last week that men, we really got into the oral, remember? Uh-huh. Guys are like, I mean, they don't know what to do a lot of times. And every woman's different. You were very helpful on that show.
Was I helpful? Good.
Yeah. You're always helpful.
Mark that, because that's probably one of the few times that you can say that.
No, you're super helpful. Aww, you plugged in the microphone. You plugged in the headphones tonight. You brought Stanley here.
I plugged in the mic, the headphones.
You did. I got that. Oh, we have to take a picture after me and Stanley.
No.
For the show.
I don't
yes,
do
we
pictures.
Do.
Sorry.
Dude, that's
That'll
so
cost
lame.
You extra.
I'll pay you. I'll pay you good.
Let's
pay,
do it.
Pay you good times. Okay, so I've got a little, we're going to get emails, but I got a little mini topic here.
Oh.
And that is about scheduled sex.
Ooh, you're against.
Nope, I'm not. Here's
you have
funny.
Been. You've changed your tune.
I have. So I think we actually need to schedule sex more often. And when I started my show, I remember someone being on the show early on saying, well, couples just need to schedule it. I'm thinking that is the most boring, deal-breaking.
It
like,
makes it seem like work.
Yeah,
like
oh, God, 7 yeah. o'clock tonight, sex. It's like you might as well throw in the towel.
Right.
But the truth about scheduled sex is that, you know, yeah, like I thought it was passionless. But because the problem is we think it should be spontaneous, romantic, and we don't want it to be something that we plan. But the thing is, if your sex life is challenged or dwindling, maybe your schedules don't match up,
right.
maybe you have kids, there's a lot of things that get in the way of having sex and having your needs met. It could, you know, you might want to jumpstart into a fully satisfying, you know, planned sex routine. So it helps your partner remain accountable. You both know that it's going to happen. And the best thing I heard about it was someone saying to me once, you know what, Emily? My wife and I don't have time, and I'm always trying to have sex with her, and she's always saying no, and I feel rejected all the time. And now that I know, every Saturday night we have sex, or every Tuesday, and that's the thing. And so if really couples struggle with this all the time, and we can even make it sexy. So here's six ways to make hot scheduled sex with their lover. Well,
that's,
five.
Yeah.
Four. Let's see how far I get.
Let's
I might
feel
I get bored. Okay. So make a rational schedule.
Right.
Okay. So you want to sit down with your partner, calm moment. Outside the bedroom, right. like most of these sex conversations should have, and discuss how much sex you'd both like to be having. Because it has to be agreeable. I mean, if you want sex four times, mm-hmm. and let's say your partner wants sex twice.
Right.
Three times a week.
What if you're shy and you don't like to talk to your partner about this? Would you say
that's
maybe you present the question and then you write it down like they do in movies where they make
no.
offers? They make offers to each
no.
other? I here's what I say to your offer, and then just write a big F you.
No.
And they pass it back. Why not?
Absolutely
that'd be
not.
Kind of,
or, you know, you
fold
do,
up a paper, you
listen
pass
to the
across.
Show. Listen to this show with your partner. You know, I get emails all the time from couples who say, your show helped my sex life. We listen together.
Right.
So if you're someone who's like, this is like, oh, that sounds cool. Have her listen to the, or have him listen to this episode with you. But
okay.
anyway, you can set goals. You can add it to your calendar. So you're like, okay, three times a week. And this is where we're going to do it. And you plan your week around it. It's non-negotiable. You cannot say, well, I'd rather watch SportsCenter and we're not going to have sex.
Uh-huh.
The thing is, you don't have to get so fancy about it either. It doesn't have to be like, we're going to, like, tonight, we're going to do the Kama Sutra pose number 82.
That's too much pressure.
Right. It makes it really complicated. And so just focus on having the set sex once you start, because then once you start enjoying it, you can up the ante and you can, you know, make goals by trying out specific things. But, you know, for now, just say this is when we're having sex, because the more sex, sex begets sex.
What? You just said a bunch of sex.
Sex begets sex. The more sex you have, the more sex you're going to want.
Right. It's like the gym. The more you go to the
exactly.
gym, the
everything's
more
exactly. Everything's like
the
gym. I need a better analogy than gym, but it is like the gym. So
it's like reading a book. I mean, the more you chip away, and if you start reading, like you'll get to the point where it's like, oh my God, I haven't read a book all week.
Right.
But in my case, I haven't been
it's
chipping.
Like
I haven't read a book in a year.
Right.
Maybe
I have barely
longer.
Read a book. I've like, just don't even. I just want to go desert and read.
You don't have time.
No, but everybody's got time for what's important.
It's hard to focus on the words when you're vibrating from the toy you're testing.
Well, sometimes I vibrate and I read.
That'd be tough. I would think all the letters would be
you knock
jumbled.
One out, then I'm relaxed and I read. Okay, you can also use technology to your advantage. So let's say you have the reminder in your Google Calendar. Maybe you guys share it. You can send a flirty text. It's a little digital foreplay. It helps prime you for the night ahead. So like, tonight, I'm so excited. I can't wait to... see you naked and go down on you. Something like that.
Uh-huh.
Something a little, a little fire. I love when Anderson goes, uh-huh.
You could maybe even schedule those ahead of time so you have them fire
exactly.
off.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like Hootsuite for tweets. You
right.
can like schedule your text ahead of time. Because a lot of times, another thing to do is go back through your digital communication. Like, do you ever do this? Like, go back and read like emails that you sent when you were first together or like
no.
text messages?
No.
So
I'm not a chick.
Look at the pictures. I do. Look at your pictures. Like, think about the rush and that thrill you had, like, the first few months you were together. And something sexy pops up, it sparks up, and you're like, oh, that was a night that we were naked. And
yeah, you
sex
know what?
In the moonlight.
You're right. It's like going back and looking pictures of your puppy.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, my God, he was so cute. And I took him for granted, though. Yeah, you go back to the room. Yeah, that's
true.
A good point there.
Right? Thank you, Anderson. Also, you got to reserve the time for intimacy with your partner. So this is more for the guys. So I'm talking about masturbation here. Mm. So... you remember that famous line from Something About Mary?
Right, of course.
The creepy friend suggests clearing the pipes before a big date. Well, that's all great in your early dating years, I think, for guys. But really, when you get older, you want to save it. You might want to save the masturbation for the hot sex you're having with your partner, because you might be like not as motivated. So it kind of can like store up that energy, that sexual energy, and wait. So we only have a finite amount of sexual energy, you know. Stored up.
So yeah, you can
share
with
the person you love. Yeah, totally. And for the women, you know, I say if you're kind of someone who struggles with desire or, you know, you're not always in the mood for sex, I think that women should continue to masturbate because, again, this is like the gym analogy.
Oh,
the more you masturbate and the more you think about sex and the more you have sex in the forefront, the more you're going to want to have. So I would masturbate. I'd start, you know, looking at porn or reading erotica or seeing what turns you on. So you make it like an experiment that you start to figure out what you really, really like.
You guys are like old Model Ts. Like, you need to be cranked
up. We do. It's true. Even I do. Like, honestly, like, I love sex, but... when I don't have it for a while, like, I'm not thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, or I have a lot of friends like, I'm so horny, I want sex outside. People say horny. And I was like, yeah, you forget. But when I get all these new toys, I start masturbating again, I'm like, psyched, I get home. It's like anything in life, right? Like the book. Final thing is tired, not an excuse. I'm sorry. We are all goddamn tired.
What about headaches?
No.
Not tonight.
Take
Helen,
an Advil.
I got a headache.
No. Remember, this is for you. Just as much as your partner. Sex is the glue in a relationship. And I'm just offering a suggestion
here.
I'm offering something to do. So you guys, if your sex life's been dwindling or you're challenged, schedule it. So even if you're sleepy, that orgasm is going to feel so much better and put you to sleep.
Can I give a do not do?
Yeah,
okay.
Totally.
You know when you go to like a public restroom, like at a fast food joint or CVS or something, they got a little clipboard hanging on the outside of the restroom? With like little check marks of like when that was last cleaned. Don't have something like that outside your bedroom for the scheduling.
No,
sex.
Don't.
That'd
and do you remember that's such a bad move? And you reminded me of the story.
Poorly.
Do you remember that guy who sent the Excel spreadsheet around?
No.
It was a few years ago. So there was a guy in New York, and he, instead of ever talking to his wife, he had an Excel spreadsheet. Mm-hmm. He must have been an accountant or something because he was very fastidious.
Right.
And for a month or two. Every time he asked his wife, approached her for sex.
Right.
She rejected him. Maybe once she didn't, but he tracked it in her excuse.
Yeah.
And her excuse, like 2 years ago, was like, no, I'm watching Friends.
Right.
Oh, I'm tired. I have to go back from the gym. I feel gross. I'm watching Friends again.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, she needs better TV. Friends has been off the air for
Friends
a while.
Friends is terrible.
And then he emailed it to her one morning and said, this is what you've been doing to our love life. And then she released it. Google it. Excel spreadsheet. It's
she shouldn't have released it. She should be a little bit embarrassed.
What?
I got a story.
Go.
Real quick. My best friend. You've never met him, but he's a little off.
I think he might be your best friend.
He might be on the spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
He's the best man at my wedding. He's a little bit odd.
Of course.
He and his wife, similar situation. Before they got married, she was going through his briefcase. He's a lawyer. And she found like an Excel spreadsheet and a pie chart, all like computer, like done like professionally, like with the color schemes and everything, where he made a pie chart of like how much money he spends, and she was like the biggest wedge in the pie chart, and like all these relationship stats, because he's an oddball, this guy, and it almost cost him what is now his wife and family, because she almost said, I can't be a pie chart to this guy.
I cannot be your pie chart.
I'm not a wedge in your goddamn pie chart.
Right, exactly. Oh my God.
He learned his lesson.
I'm glad they worked it out, though.
Yeah.
And you got to keep those pie charts to yourself.
Pie chart.
Don't print it out. Lock your computer. A pie chart. Wow.
They get remarried on their anniversary every single year.
That's really sweet.
They actually get a priest or a rabbi, or like they do different things. They get judges sometimes, and they actually have a ceremony in the whole.
He's redeemed himself.
Yeah.
I think that's a great idea that you renew your business contract.
They had me do it 1 year. I actually had to go get ordained. I had to do that whole thing where I could actually officially oversee their bullshit wedding.
And are they happy? They must be happy, though.
Yeah, they're very happy. I brought up the pie chart in my vows.
That's really funny.
I had them repeat.
See, that's a good kind of mishap that happens because then you laugh about it.
Yeah.
I actually like your best friend.
He's the best.
Okay. This is about salad tossing.
What? No, come on,
I know.
Ab,
I'm
you're
sorry.
Better than
I'm,
that.
I know.
What is this, a prison rape show now?
Here's the thing. I am not going to get too... I'm just going to say, This guy emailed us. Very nice guy. He's from Jacksonville, Florida. He listens on the iTunes podcast app. He said, I discovered this podcast recently. I've been binge listening every day. I've been in a funk for the last 3 years and recently been dating someone with I have some success. Would you mind shedding some light on etiquette in regards to eating ass? I had my first experience with this recently and was surprisingly turned on. Just want to know if there are any basic rules and how this should be introduced and explored in the bedroom so that other parties not freaked out or turned off. Definitely subscribe in your podcast. And it's a wonderful thing what you do. Exactly the sort of motivation I've been needing. Sincerely, WD.
WD?
Yeah, that's his name.
Wait a minute.
But he wants to, what?
WD.
We already checked. It's a man who was talking about a woman.
Is it Drew?
No.
Eating someone's ass.
Oh, stop.
It's not Dr. Drew. Are you sure?
Dude, how'd you get that?
Eating someone's ass.
Drew really said that?
Oh, he said way worse. I have him saying some way. All right, I'm sorry. Back to the
that's
ass
amazing.
Eating. Sorry to interrupt.
So, okay, here's how you got to bring it up, WD. You could always test the waters next time you're going to go down on her, but you run the risk of her not completely being clean, which can seriously kill the mood. So why not just the next time you're talking about sex, you can talk about backdoor play. Is she interested? Does she get turned on by anything anal? And you could start just like how I tell everybody, like, you know, start by like using your fingers around there and see if she's open to just your fingers, just kind of touching, rubbing around her anus and see if she pulls your fingers away. Then you know that might not be your thing. And then you could talk about it then afterwards and be like, so is that not your thing? Or she might say, well, I don't know. I've never done it. And this could start the conversation. You could also suggest a fantasy. God, I'd really like to eat your ass. All you could say that, see what she says. You could also just say, what are your thoughts on backdoor play? So you can lead to the conversation organically. And then if she's into it, I'd say take a shower together. If you don't have time to take a shower together, she should know that she should, you know, make sure she's clean, wipe down, all that stuff. So the tips for doing it, foreplay. Just like with cunnilingus, you want to make sure she's warmed up and you don't want to go straight for the main event. You want to tease her. You want to build up to it. Helps to pleasure her first. She comes first. You give an orgasm first, her vagina, a vaginal orgasm, clitoral orgasm, whatever. But once you start going for the back door, you can't go back to the vagina because that's how bacteria gets transmitted. So when she's lying on her stomach, you can give her like a butt massage with your hands, rubbing, massaging her cheeks. Then you like pull her cheeks apart. So use your fingers and pleasure her vagina if you've not touched her back door yet. Then you can just start using your tongue all over. Lick the outside, swirl your tongue, play around with different pressures, tongue movements, motions, kind of like oral sex. You can use your lips, your tongue, all that stuff. You can even kiss and suck the anus.
Jesus.
I'm sorry. I just had to get through it. When in doubt, I'm just saying I know you wouldn't want this, but this is helping WD. And when in doubt, ask how things are feeling, what she likes and what she doesn't like. So go slow.
Can you just pay attention to how she's reacting? Enough with the asking, right?
Well, I think pay attention.
Yeah.
And if she's into it, you'll know. And if she's not into it, you won't. But start with your finger.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on. That wasn't too bad, was it?
Pinky, maybe. Pinky.
Pinky. But first.
But first,
before we get into Anderson's ass-eating experiences. The womanizer. My latest obsession, if you've been listening to the show the last couple months, you've heard me talk about a unique product called the womanizer. And what happened was the owners of the company said, hey, can I send you, I get these emails all the time, can we send you one to test? This is a really different kind of toy, which of course I agreed to. I never say no. And I tried it, and I own and review a lot of toys. And I was like, okay, yeah, show me something I don't know. But I was wrong. I had never tried a toy like this. It was designed in Germany, and unlike anything else on the market, it indirectly stimulates the clitoris using suction. So the way it looks like a sexy ear thermometer. Has a silicone cylinder on the face that you place over your clitoris, kind of like how your partner might use your mouth. And while it's on, you vary the suction and you move it around, and it creates this intense experience. And most women in their focus group achieve orgasm in 1 minute. 60-second orgasm, not bad. So I tried it, and they weren't kidding. The suction was amazing. It's adjustable. You can put in a lot of different, you can feel a lot of different sensations. And it really is in its own category. It has this like special like Airstream. It's not Airstream. It's like this, it is like Airstream. This like technology where the I think it's Air, I think they call it like this, I can't remember what it's called.
I know what you're talking about, too. Hey, guys, I should say that we're doing this show late night, too. So maybe our brains are not firing.
I know, but
quite...
it's like Pleasure Stream.
Pleasure Stream is what you're looking for?
It's like this really... It's
I thought you were looking for aerodynamic.
No. It's the coolest sensation. I feel like it's like the clit whisper. Like, I feel like it's what I would want someone to do my clit if they didn't know my clit. And the womanizer knows. So go to sexwithemily.com, click on the womanizer banner for more information. And just buy one because you'll like it. I promise.
You name yours?
No, I have so many.
What did you end up naming the Sibian? Frank?
No, I can't remember right now.
You can't remember?
Johnny Boy or something?
Johnny.
I should remember this.
Sorry, I brought it back.
No, it's okay.
Wasn't Stanley in the running there for a
minute?
Yes, that
would
have been very upsetting.
I can't name him. Stanley's in my lap right now.
Yes, he is.
Okay, hey, Emily, I'm in an odd situation. My best friend has a boyfriend, and they've been dating for 10 months. Her and I want the same thing sexually, but yet she has stayed with him. All we talk about is it's sex, though. I want to screw her, but I don't want to mess the relationship she has with him. What should I do to compress the desire? Maybe means repress. The desire to screw her brains out. Thanks, Dylan. Listening from the podcast app on the iPhone.
That's not right. Suppress. It's not right.
He said compress.
Oh, compress.
I think he means suppress.
Right. Suppress.
So Dylan.
This is a dude with a girlfriend.
So he's got a girl, like a best girlfriend.
Yes.
Who's with a guy.
Right.
And she keeps talking to Dylan, saying, yeah, my boyfriend won't do this and that. And
right.
they talk about sex all the time. Uh-huh. So Dylan's thinking, I want to screw her, but right. I don't really want to mess up our relationship.
Or her relationship with the dude.
Yeah, exactly. But you kind of do. I mean, you will screw it up if you want to screw her. So neither of you are in the right on this one, because this is typical. You
neither,
want what you can't have.
Neither or what?
They're not in the right. Neither one of them.
Yeah.
She's violating the trust. She's got a boyfriend, and she's complaining that she's not getting what
Which
she wants.
She would do with a girl, but she probably shouldn't be doing with a heterosexual dude who wants to bang her.
And we girls know that you want to bang her. Like, she knows. You didn't say how old you are. I'm assuming you're in your early 20s. So this is typical. You lust. I mean, have you ever done this, gone after a girl who wasn't available? Like, is that, like, I know guys who have patterns of only dating women who aren't available.
I've done so many horrible things, and that's one of the few things that never really came across.
Good.
Yeah.
It's good. It makes all your other things not
I've,
as...
I've always had this weird thing, like, as soon as I heard a girl was married...
Yeah, me too.
She wasn't attractive.
Right, same.
Like,
if a guy
was, like,
has a girlfriend...
kind of, like, used or
right.
something.
I felt the same way. If a guy had a girlfriend, I was like, next.
Yeah.
But there's some guys where I believe it's the other way of not committing or, like, having not... Like, it's a challenge.
Right.
And they're like, I'm going to get her. And then once they get her, they're like, eh. It was, like, a challenge to get her, and then they want what they can't have.
That's
whole
just
thing.
An insecurity. But that's
it
not the case with this dude. This dude, I think he just straight up wants to bang this girl.
Yeah, maybe, but maybe... I don't know. I think he might want what he can't have. Why can't it be both?
Because, I mean, it seems like she's talking about the sexual things that she would like to be doing with this guy. And he's like, yeah, I could do that. I'm into
right.
that.
Right. Well, his mind's going there. So the thrill of her being in a relationship, it adds a taste of taboo to it, the fact that she's talking to you about it. And you and your friend, I think, have taken it too far, because you're not acting like best friends here, because a real best friend wouldn't jeopardize a friend's relationship or keep a male friend on the hook when they are currently dating someone else. And it doesn't sound like she's leaving her boyfriend. And it's possible it's like a flirty game she's playing, but she's not going to follow through. Or if she does, that's not so great either, because she's cheating on her boyfriend.
Right.
So I think this is going to get messy and someone could really get hurt. So I think you got to take a step back here if you want to do the right thing and not make your relationship about sex. I'm sure there's many other things to talk about.
Move on, too. Don't be friends with this chick anymore.
Maybe just distance yourself for a while.
I think we need more detail. We need to know, like, if he was friends with her before she hooked up with this new
right.
guy.
Email and, like, still, and I can
has
keep
he wanted
up,
to bang her for the beginning? Has he made a pass and she said, let's just be friends? Is he stuck in friend zone? You know, there's some info missing.
There always is. So you guys are taking callers and having people. I was going to put a voicemail thing up on my website, on my new website, which hasn't launched yet because it's taking a while, but keep going back.
Oh, you'll get a ton of calls, and a lot of them will sound like this.
No, but yeah, we won't use those, but I want people to be able to call up and leave a voicemail message or call in the station.
No. I'm not dealing with callers.
Okay. So leave me a voicemail, but soon we're going to have it up on the website.
Yeah, you don't have a number yet?
No.
Okay.
It's on the list, though.
I can get you hooked up with that. Yeah, well, I mean, we do it on the After Disaster. We have a phone number.
And do you play the calls?
Sometimes, like on special occasions.
Is it easy to do?
Yeah.
On the After Disaster, Anderson's wonderful podcast.
You
one
said
of them.
I should mention it.
Yeah, I don't know
again.
What you're talking about. It's like your most popular. Anderson's got this podcast.
I do three podcasts and I do three shows. And I try not to, like, you know, shove them down everyone's throat. I do three.
But you're talking
four
to podcasters
now,
right now. Yeah, I mean, it's true. Don't not listen to mine. No, but Anderson's podcast After Disaster has a huge following. People love it.
Oh, thanks, sweetie.
And it's I went to your live show. I was blown away by all your fans and like rabid fans.
Yeah, After Disaster is it's a very unique. A quick little 30-second aside. And I'll get my stuff out of the way, okay? And then we can go back to the sex. Yeah. All right. After Disaster.
And then
if you're looking for
ass eating again.
No more salad tossing. I don't even like the name.
I hate that word. I didn't mean to say
it. You know, it comes from prison because they used to use ranch dressing.
I know, I didn't mean you guys. That's what was on here. It's Madison's fault.
That's the story.
I'm blaming producer Madison.
That's the story, though. Like, they would use ranch dressing to mask the taste.
I remember. I don't know why I said that.
Can you imagine eating
prison
ass?
Still not professional of me either. I'm sorry.
Yeah. All right, so the After Disaster, we talk about such things as, I don't think salad tossing's ever been mentioned, but it could come up. It's very sophomoric at times, but it's with myself, Mike Carano, who's one of the most unique individuals you'll ever meet. He's fantastic. He has his own show
as well.
And Tyler White, who is the youngest. We span a few generations, I think. And we have a very fast-moving, quick show, and it's the ADD fans love it. The listeners who have ADD, because it's hard to keep up with, but it's fun if you do. And then I also have the Film Vault, which I've been doing forever with Brian, where we do top five lists. In fact, we just did our top five, The Vaulties, the best movies of last year. We do it right after the Oscars.
Okay.
And then I have my newest show, Cinematics, where we talk about two movies that are coming out of a theater near you that Friday. That show gets released on Wednesday. So it's two new releases. We see them before the movies come out in the theaters. And then we do a streaming pick as well, where I let you know about a movie that you can watch on Netflix for free or Amazon Prime, if you're a member, that's streaming that you can watch in your home.
What should I watch on Amazon Prime right now? Because
right
I have Amazon Prime. Yeah.
For you? You can put me on the spot like that.
Anna. Why? Well, it's so funny because I was talking to my friend Anna the other day and she's like, I told her I saw a movie. She goes, you saw a movie?
Yeah.
She like freaked out that I sat through a whole movie.
There's so many good ones. And I'm drawing a blank as far as the Amazon. I mean, Buzzard. I would say Buzzard, but Buzzard's not for you.
Well, how do you know it's for me?
It's not for you. You won't be able to sit through it. But
I can sit still. I'm sitting here still.
Buzzard's not that accessible, but I'm obsessed with Buzzard right now. I love it.
Well, I want to see it.
I love Buzzard. Okay. But anyways, Cinematics, I finally am doing a show that doesn't say fuck or cuck. Or dick,
you won't swear.
Or pussy. Yeah,
why are you doing it all on my show then? I don't swear on my show.
Yeah, you fucking do.
Sometimes, but I don't.
I'm doing a clean show that parents can listen to with their kids in the car. They can keep up on movies. And
well, I think that's so smart because a lot of people are overwhelmed by movies.
Is.
Yeah, dude, don't get all your cursing out on my show, your profanity, because don't use me for that.
So thank you, M. Cinematics, Film Vault, which we cuss up a storm, and The After Disaster, which is if iTunes actually took a listen, they'd probably pull it off. It's filthy. Yeah, and we go down roads that we shouldn't
people
probably
love all
go down.
Your shows, Anderson.
We did the Blacker Disaster where we had a bunch of black dudes on because people call us racist, and then we presented them with all the things that came up.
I remember when you did that
so
show.
Good. We had
three God.
Black dudes come in, and like they let us know that, yeah, man, that might be racist. You shouldn't say that.
Oh, my God.
Some good stuff on The After Disaster.
Pushing the envelope.
Sorry, I said 30 seconds. That was 3 minutes.
Dude,
I apologize.
I don't care. I love it.
We talk about sex on there sometimes.
Sex and so, yeah. No, it's fine. People want sex. They want podcast. I think we're talking to podcast listeners, right?
You guys are smart. You're ahead of the curve.
Right.
Podcast.
It's true.
Listeners.
It's all about podcasts now. It's true. I was ahead of the curve.
You still have that conversation like on a weekly basis, like people say, yeah, so what are you doing? You have to podcast and they do that dog thing where their head tilts.
Yeah. Oh, every day. And
I hate
it. Sometimes I grab their phone, I'm like, do you know? I'm like, okay, so do you go to iTunes? You know how you download a song real easy? Mm-hmm. This is like that, but it's free.
It's free.
And it's on your phone.
And it's
on my phone. And then I grab their phone and then I search for like the podcast app. Usually if they have an iPhone or if they have an Android, what do you do on the Droid?
I don't know. I
podcast
can't understand it at all.
So
I know
then,
the rocks, paper, scissors all get together.
I'm just telling you, just search podcasts on your phone and then they're all there. There's like hundreds of thousands of them. And I want to thank you all. Because out of the hundreds of thousands podcasts last week, mine was number 32 overall.
Oh, look at that.
It
was number
really
one
good.
In health for the longest. It's always towards
still
the top
is one,
of health.
Number one in health, number one in sex. Oh, and if you listen to the show, this is just a big commercial. No, but it's cool if you listen that you go to iTunes and where you can rate it.
Yeah.
You rate it.
That helps it get up to 32.
Helps us.
That's
yeah.
one of the main
Give
things.
Us 5 stars.
Or one.
If you don't like it, don't rate us. Okay. Hey.
You got like a perfect 5-star around there, right?
Well, you know what? I had some dark years. I've been doing this for 10 years. We were talking about this earlier, that in everything that you do in life, I think we learn from our mistakes. Uh-huh. And I started this out as like, I'm just going to do pot. I really want to help people have better sex. I want a better sex. It was
pure.
Very noble.
Yeah.
Very pure. But then I realized I loved it so much. And it was doing well, and I thought I could make a living out of it. But I didn't know how to do the numbers, so I, like, one time I charged for it.
Oh, that'll give you 1 stars.
And people were like, don't charge for your butt. I didn't know. I was trying to make a living. And then people were like, you have too many ads for a while, and so now I'm trying to, like, not have it. I'm sorry, you guys. It's only because I freaking love my show, and I had zero money, and I freaking did not know how to do it. So people were pissed about the ads. Like, sometimes you read the things, like, too many ads.
Don't read the things.
I don't read them.
Yeah.
I mean, I will read them if you write something really nice. Okay. But yeah, it's pretty. It's like 4.5.
Or you'll read an email on air if they send a good email.
Oh, yeah, totally. Like feedback at sexwithemily.com.
You like that segue? That's,
yeah, that was good. Feedback, that's where you get these. I read them all. Okay, I've got Stanley.
I know, it's killing me. I feel your pain.
I love him. Okay, I'm getting a dog, though.
I heard. You keep his name?
I'm getting a dog in 2 days. Pepe.
That's my wife's dog's name.
I know. The dog, though, don't be mad because he does look exactly like Stanley. Family, like identical. And that my friend Charlotte, as you know, is a vet, and she's been at a shelter, and she's been looking for a dog for me. And so, yeah, it looks like Stanley. I'm really sorry. I'm like single white female.
Yeah, you are a single white dog.
Okay. Hey, Emily, I'm a massive fan of your show. I've listened to every podcast. I've been dating a guy for 6 months, and I'm his first for sex. He went down on a few girls, but he's never had sex because he was so self-conscious of his penis. I've had quite a few sexual encounters, and I sometimes show my sexual rough side, which he hates. He says it makes him feel like that's how I would have been with other guys. I get that he's self-conscious, and I try to respect this, but he is brought up a few times, and it makes me look slutty, which makes me feel ashamed. What should I do? Thanks for your help already. Love, Ebony.
Oh, Ebony.
So this is interesting, Anderson. Did you get the scenario here? So she's with a guy, and Ebony's got experience with men.
Right. He's
like, you're like slut, or like, why do you, if you do something that's like a move that I don't know because I'm new at sex, I think of all that. He can't get the image of her having sex with other men out of his head, and he's got a penis issue. So there's a lot going on here.
She can come right back at him with like, I can't get the image of your face buried in a girl's muff out of my head.
That's true. She could do that.
While your penis was being laughed at. Right?
No, that's not
because
nice.
I mean, he's self-conscious about his wiener.
He is self-conscious. So this is manifesting a lot of ways.
So unfair.
Okay, so listen, Ebony. I think you're in the right here because you've nothing to be ashamed of, and don't let anyone tell you otherwise. This has been a very common trend among younger guys lately. Like, he's ashamed of his lack of experience. And he lashes out at you to make you feel bad, and that's not okay.
Not okay.
And he's got negative feelings about his own experience, his own penis, whatever it is, and it's coming to light. And
coming
you
light.
Have the opportunity to schedule what?
You said coming to light.
Coming to light.
Sorry.
Coming to light.
Stop it, Emily. Don't make that sound effect with your mouth.
You have that sound effect, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I'm not
okay,
going to play.
Fine. You have an opportunity to, you got to educate this guy. I mean, I can't guarantee you that he's going to listen, but you could try.
But she's if she tries to, he's going to be like, how do you know, slut? You know what I mean?
Well, let's hope he can break the slut shaming. But if you really like him, it is worth a try. Tell him how it makes you feel when he says these things. You don't want to attack him. Be like, when you say those things, it's judgmental and it makes me feel like you're not being open and sexually, like you're not being open sexually. You're not accepting me for my past. And you understand that maybe he hasn't had the same experiences as you, but that's a normal part of sex, that you learn what you like, and that's how you understand your body, and you grow as a lover, and that's all part of sex. So most importantly, you take what you learn from sexual experience in the past, and you bring it into the future. And that's what's going to happen to him, but since you're his first partner, he has nothing to compare it to.
Right. Plus, we don't know, Ebony might be going just hog wild and insane, you know what I mean? Like, riding them and flipping over and like going, yeah, do me like this, daddy. I mean, she might be going insane in the bedroom.
Know what? Then she's not with the right partner.
That's true.
What are you going to say? She says she wants it rough sometimes. Well, she wants to be spanked, let's say.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, you do have all the other guys? That's his own head. That's his mind F, if you will.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you want to be more aggressive in bed, that's what you like. Don't apologize for it. You just might not be with the right lover if you try to break this down for him. He has to understand that sex, I mean, it is interesting. It's about both parties being fulfilled. It's not about his own, like, psychoanalysis of what she's done.
And this is ego and jealousy.
Yes,
that's
exactly
what it is at its core. And
he's not respecting her either.
I wonder if, like, maybe just like if she gave him like a weekend at Hoff's Bunny Ranch or something, he'd maybe kind of catch up.
No.
Come back after, like, you know, doing a couple hookers,
doing some herbal Viagra, like
some random hookers, and maybe come back like, all right, I'm caught up to you experience wise now. Let's do this. No good.
No. Right. I mean, here's how some guys would say, like, wow, cool. You've got experience. Like, let me try to learn from you. Like, that's one way he could take this scenario.
Yeah, that's a very mature
or
way.
He can find a partner who's less experienced and learn with them. But no matter what, like, slut-shaming, never acceptable for a boyfriend to do.
Absolutely not.
He has to work on his own insecurities, and he cannot attack you for knowing what you know and knowing what you want.
Oh, what a turn off this would be too, right?
I know. What I'm, like, so turned off too, because it's like, how is she going to grow as a sexually young woman if he's repressing her and compressing her?
I do... The callback.
Callback.
I do kind of understand.
I don't call back enough.
I have, no, a callback is cheap and it's low hanging fruit and you should not do it too much. I'm sorry to be so judgmental with that. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I got it.
But, no, yeah.
I've kind of been in his situation because I've been the jealous guy and I have a lot of shame about that. And I look back on it with horror and I cringe in a few relationships where I have been the jealous guy. I think she needs to make him understand that every sexual relationship between two people is different.
Right.
And it's just because I like this with you. It doesn't mean that I liked it with, because it's going to be hard for the guy if he's jealous and he's got his ego wrapped up.
Right.
When she says, pull my hair, to, especially if he
How'd
knows.
How'd you learn that? Who did that?
There's a good chance that this guy has seen who banged her before too, right?
Right.
Walking the streets, maybe in the same class, you know,
right.
same, you know, so it's hard. It's hard to get the guy out of your head.
It is really hard. I mean, that's the thing. So if you don't see any movement on this, you know, and this guy is not letting you be the sexual being that you are, then it's not going to be the right relationship
for you. Come up with something that you've never done with anyone else and be true about it and say, hey, look, yeah. I've never done this with anyone.
Or have, yeah, what's your fantasy? What do you want to try? You seem like pretty open, Ebony. Maybe he wants to try something too. Maybe he wants his ass slapped.
Maybe he wants pegged. Maybe he wants to get pegged.
He can get the Vibratex Pearl. Peg his ass.
Peg his ass.
Yep. Okay.
Ebony Pegasus.
Peg it. Okay, Ebony, good luck with that. Keep me posted. People should keep me posted. I want to know what happens.
Keep me posted, says Em. That'd be a lot of work.
I know.
All your questions.
Don't
email
me.
All your emails.
Okay, so this one's about a backdoor obsession, but don't worry. We're not going to get into ass eating again.
All right. Well,
dear Emily, I'm 21 years old, and there's a lot of pressure from guys these days to do anal. I'm not into it. I've never tried it, but I feel like if I don't do it, with my generation and Tinder and everything, right, that I will miss out on dating. Any advice? Morgan from Twitter.
Is that how...
Yeah, because, you know, Tinder is just like pressuring people to have anal all over the place.
I can't date successfully unless I give up the ass. Is that really where we're at?
Yeah.
Is that where it's gotten to?
Oh, dude. Well, I had a long talk with this in the office because everyone's, you know, in their like 20s, mid-20s, and they were just, you know, that they were saying that a lot of women do feel bad about things they don't want to do in bed, and it just feels like anal is acceptable. And I'm telling you, when I went to school, like when I was in high school, anal sex wasn't even on the menu. It wasn't even on the radar. Like, I would have been shocked if someone was like, let's have anal. And about 10 years ago, when I started a podcast, is when it really started to become the hot thing that everyone wanted to try. And now it's like squirting and pegging. Like, everyone's like, of course you do anal. But here's the thing, Morgan. A big reason for the spike in the popularity is porn, of course. And I also think it's seen as taboo, which is like thrilling and sexually exciting for men and women. And a lot of guys see it as like a gift, like you're going to give me your butt. It's a
right.
new hole to conquer.
I can tell you this, though. It's way less taboo now than it was like
well,
20 years
thing.
Ago.
Right.
It's
but
becoming
this is still,
vanilla.
Right. It's becoming vanilla. But what I'm saying is it's very confusing because she feels like, what if I don't want to do it yet? These guys aren't going to like me, these Tinder guys.
Fuck the Tinder guys.
Exactly.
Look at that.
Yep. Are they asking you before? Are they like, hey, are you up for anal? Is there some kind of like emoji? I didn't realize this was a prerequisite for Tinder at all. A prerequisite for dating. But listen, you stick to your guns and you stick to your butt doing whatever you want.
Hold
in
yourself
and out of
to
it.
A higher standard.
Exactly. So I feel for you. And there is a lot of pressure now. It is true that everyone assumes it. You even hear about girls having anal, so it's like they're still virgins. I mean,
yeah,
that's a whole other story.
Like the Catholics kind
yeah,
of invented
I know.
That.
And it's unfair that you feel like you should have to do things in the bedroom in order to be considered like a sex partner. So don't do anything you don't want to do. And it doesn't mean that you're closed off to it, but maybe you're just not ready right now. So it's still not an everyday sexual thing, despite what most men think. It's risky. Can lead to diseases, anal tearing, serious injury when it's done incorrectly or with an inexperienced partner. So you want to be with someone that you care about, that you love, or that you really like and that you trust. So don't give in to the hype and the pressure because, you know, you just want to make sure that you're doing it with someone who makes you feel safe. And I'm not saying anal sex, a lot of people love it. It can be safe. And if you're doing it right and it's pleasurable and some women really enjoy it, but it's okay to say no. And I just want you to feel like men. And also, here's the other thing. Not every guy wants anal sex. They don't.
Evidently, a lot do. But for the most part, if you're good enough and you have enough self-esteem in yourself, what's her name?
Her name is Morgan.
Morgan.
From Twitter.
Hot name for a girl.
Yeah.
You're going to be, it's not going to be a deal killer.
Right.
If you have something to offer, and you know what? A lot of the time it's a deal killer the other way. Like a guy, once he gets you in the ass, he's like, all right, she's not marriage
exactly.
material. She's not like a woman.
So true.
Not that you're looking for a husband, but they'll look at you a little bit differently. Like, oh yeah, she's the type that'll take it in the ass.
Right.
So hold yourself up to a higher.
Wait till you're with someone that you really that you feel comfortable with, that you feel like you can trust, and that you really like, and that you've been with for a while. And you know what? Maybe you'll want to, but you know what? You might not want to. You might not want to for 10 years. You might not want to for a year. You might meet someone next week, but just be open to it. But don't ever do it unless you're ready. I mean, be open to it like that one day it could happen, but right now it's okay that you don't.
I wonder how many girls are crying and getting pegged right now just because they feel like they have to.
So many women do things. That's why they give out the freaking blow. My friend called Tinder a blowjob dispensary. He's like, every girl gives me a blowjob.
But then you got the friend that you go to like the Jewish deli with who has like the full rainbow of dicks on her phone. She's like, look, I'm blowing this
dick.
So, I mean, it can work both ways. But
totally. It can work both ways. But I just don't like that these girls and guys, I guess, are being pressured into all this. And
it hurts me.
I just think of my nieces.
Maybe I'm getting old and I got sisters and a mom too. Actually, you know what? It probably would have pissed me off even more when I was younger. But there's... The girls, and Morgan's a perfect example. They feel like they have to be porn stars just to be in the game. And that should not be the case. I mean, I feel like, last year's movies were more feminine dominant than ever before.
Right.
Yet, we got Morgan's thinking that they have to give up the ass to date on Tinder.
Right. Morgan, I want you to spend more time masturbating and figuring out what makes you feel good. And then you'll know your own body, and then you'll start to enjoy sex more.
What happened? You guys were burning bras 50 years ago, and now look at you.
I know. This obsessed
giving your ass away on Tinder.
I don't give your ass away. You're totally fine. I think more women need to hear this message. They should never, ever do anything they don't want to do. So that's what we got time for.
Nice.
I know. This is fun, Anderson. And everyone, I'll see you on March 10th at the Hollywood Improv Thursday. And I got some other events coming up, too, but I can't think of what they are at this moment. Just check out my website. And yeah, find me. Follow me on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. It's all at Sex with Emily, and on Snapchat, Facebook.com/Sex with Emily. And Anderson, you can find you at Anderson Cowan, all your stuff.
Yeah, and you know what? In the interim, when you put me on the spot and asked me for a movie off Amazon Prime, if you're a member.
I am a member.
There's some really good ones. Wolf of Wall Street from last year with Leo.
I saw that.
That's on there. A great movie called While We're Young with Adam Driver.
Oh,
on there.
I heard about that.
Stiller.
I love him. I want to see it too.
Movie.
Okay, I'm going to watch it tonight.
And Ex Machina is also awesome.
Or tomorrow. Okay, thank you.
Ex Machina.
Appreciate it. Okay, thanks everyone for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Okay, by now you've probably bailed on your New Year's resolution. That's okay. Maybe you wanted to work out more. I mean, did you make a resolution to work out more? It's okay. I know. It feels great to be in shape. It boosts your confidence and your libido. But are you ignoring the one muscle group that can have the biggest impact on your sexual performance? Don't worry, because now there's a product that will do the work for you. The Intensity is a unique insertable device that strengthens your pelvic floor with gentle electrostimulation, delivering an extremely effective and automatic Kegel exercise. This is what I use, Anderson, when I lie back and I read. I do my Kegels. For 10 minutes a day, the shaft inflates. It perfectly fits you, so you know that you're working your muscles and you feel them contracting, but you don't even have to do the Kegel because it does it for you. Do you understand? It's like someone doing sit-ups for you. That doesn't exist.
Bruce Lee used to work out that way.
Really?
Yeah, he had like the electroloid things, and they would make his muscles twitch. Yeah.
I want
that. Can
we do that? I want
that. You're doing it with your vagina.
Well, my vagina, I'm doing it. This muscle group gives you more control over your pleasure during intercourse and also prevents urinary incontinence. You know, when you sneeze, you pee. Has that ever happened to you? The Intensity just happens to have a vibrate option, too, because, hey, why not have an orgasm while you're working out? I'm telling you, this product has changed my sex life. I've talked about it a lot on the show. I've increased strength, control, and seriously, the best orgasms I ever had, which I didn't think were possible because your G-spot becomes much more heightened when your Kegels are strong. The whole thing. Listen to the past shows. Check it out. If you want your Intensity, do it now. Go to sexwithemily.com. Click on the Intensity banner, and it's Pour Moi at Intensity. It'll say Pour Moi by Intensity. Intensity by Pour Moi. Check it out. SexTheEmmy.com. Also, guys, one more thing. Are you looking to mix up your masturbation routine? Well, The number one sex toy for men wants to help you. It wants to give you a hand, the Fleshlight. It's a masturbation sleeve. Use it solo or with a partner. It simulates the sensations of having sex. You actually feel like you're having sex with a person, with a woman, with a butt, whatever, a vagina. It feels that way. This unique patented material, they made it like a vagina. I don't know how they did it, but it's amazing. There's a Fleshlight stamina training unit. It helps you last longer during sex. There's the discreet flight. The go, it's compact. You can take it wherever you go. And now there's the quick shot. It's the open-ended male masturbator. Looks like a camera lens. And yeah, it's great for hand jobs. Your partner can use it on you. You'll love it. You'll love all the things they have there. Go to sexwithemily.com, click on the Fleshlight banner, use code Emily, and you get a free bottle of their award-winning Flesh Lube. Thanks for listening.